God's Robot, by All Nations Gospel Publishers. A robot is a mechanical warning light which directs people as they travel through the big cities of the world. It tells people when they can proceed, and warns people when they should stop. God in His wisdom and love towards humanity found it necessary to place certain stop signs in this world. Even in the Garden of Eden, where Adam and Eve had freedom to eat the fruit of every tree in the garden and enjoy the perfect companionship of their Creator, God was obliged to put a robot or a stop sign before them. The tree that gives knowledge of what is good and what is bad, was that stop sign telling them not to eat of its fruit for fear of death. Genesis 2 verse 16-17. Later, when mankind increased, God found it necessary to increase the stop signs in making many more laws which gave the people on earth guidance on certain matters to know how far to go and where to stop. Such laws were not only given to mankind but to nature and everything else on earth and in heaven. God had put stop signs before the mighty sea, setting a boundary to the waters, preventing them from covering the earth again. There are stop signs for children as well as adults, stop signs for eating and drinking as well as for sleeping, for playing and for working. So far and no further, we are told by nature. There are stop signs in single life and married life, in business, in sports, in factories, in hospitals, in schools, in army life as well as in science. In mountain climbing or on the sea, in aviation as well as mining for gold deep down in the depths of the earth, we meet those numerous stop signs. Ignoring these stop signs can cause terrible disaster and do tremendous harm. In these modern days, we are all acquainted with the traffic stop signs. It is really wonderful to see how, with few exceptions, motorists observe these helpful stop signs. Disobeying them can prove disastrous and a heavy fine can be imposed. Should a passenger train, a ship, or a plane ignore certain stop signs, hundreds of lives could be lost. Our modern atom bombs and other still more destructive bombs are at the moment controlled by certain stop signs. Should any of them, through some human error or negligence, be ignored, the greatest part of humanity may be wiped out. The greatest and most important stop sign for the safety, restoration and salvation of humanity was put on Calvary nearly 2,000 years ago when Jesus Christ, the Son of God, died for us on the cross. It is the most powerful robot ever placed on earth to stop humanity on the way to destruction. Everyone has sinned and is far away from God's saving presence, Romans 3 verse 23, and are all heading towards eternal destruction. Ever since Adam and Eve, deceived by Satan, ignored the first stop sign in the Garden of Eden, humanity has taken the broad road to destruction. Truly, God tried to put a stop to the mad rush towards destruction by putting up more and more stop signs through His few faithful followers, but it was not long before the stop signs were ignored, run over and trampled on. During a certain time when the destroyer passed through the land of Egypt, killing the firstborn in every home as well as among the cattle, God commanded His chosen people Israel to put up a stop sign. The head of every home had to kill a perfect lamb and sprinkle its blood on the doorposts of the home. Exodus 12 verse 5-7 and 12. This was to be the stop sign to the destroyer, keeping him from bringing death to the firstborn of that home. There was not a house on the night of judgment where there was not one dead, except where the stop sign of the blood of the lamb had prevented the destroyer from entering. Exodus 12 verse 13. The lamb had given its blood for the firstborn, just the same as Jesus, the Lamb of God, gave His life for you and me. John 1 verse 29. Later, when the armies of Israel had surrounded the mighty walls of Jericho, Rahab the prostitute had been told to put up a stop sign by fastening a red cord to the window of her home, which was built on the city walls. She believed and acted according to her faith in the God of Israel and fastened the red cord to the window. While the walls of Jericho fell, the destruction came to a stop at Rahab's home and she and her house were saved. Joshua 2 verse 18-19, 6 verse 17 and 22-23. The greatest and most powerful stop sign, the cross of Calvary, commands us with heavenly authority to stop hardening your heart through unbelief. Hebrews 3 verse 12. Stop drinking, swearing, cursing, blaspheming the name of God, telling lies and dirty jokes. Colossians 3 verse 8. Stop all pride, which comes before the fall, which leads to destruction. Proverbs 16 verse 18. Stop living in immorality, adultery, homosexuality or any sinful use of our bodies, which are designed to be the temples of the living God. Stop the sinful lust of smoking cigarettes or daga, snuffing or chewing tobacco, the use of certain drugs and tablets harmful to the human body, which is the temple of God. 1 Corinthians 3 verse 16-17. Stop all forms of gluttony, living to eat instead of eating to live. Proverbs 23 verse 21. Stop all indifference towards God and His kingdom, spiritual laziness and putting salvation off for another convenient day which may never come. Just one step further past the stop sign can mean your eternal condemnation, for God's word says, "Today if you hear my voice, do not harden your heart." Hebrews 3 verse 15. Stop going to fortune tellers, worshipping idols, trusting in witchcraft and consulting the dead instead of calling on the living God. Idolatry and witchcraft are the works of the flesh and are condemned by God. Deuteronomy 18 verse 10 to 12 and Isaiah 8 verse 19 to 20. Stop all complaining and grumbling and be thankful to God. Ephesians 5 verse 20. Stop all gossip and slander, but rather speak about others as you would have them speak about you. Proverbs 26 verse 20 to 23. Stop feeding the jealous nature, which is destructive and can lead to hatred, murder and death. Matthew 5 verse 21 to 22. Stop all anger and hatred. Remove it from your heart and ask God to give you a peaceful, loving spirit. Philippians 4 verse 5 to 7. Stop the love of money which corrupts even the best of men. For many who desired money have stopped trusting in God and brought many sorrows upon themselves. Remember Judas and his final end. 1 Timothy 6 verse 10. Stop that selfish, greedy spirit which is never satisfied. Stop all hypocrisy which Jesus hated more than many other sins, pretend to be what you are not. 1 Peter 2 verse 1. Stop fearing this and fearing that, instead of trusting God. Jesus said, "Fear not, believe. Trust in God." Isaiah 41 verse 10. Stop and see yourself alive with Christ, sharing in his new life as well as in his divine nature. 2 Peter 1 verse 3 to 4. Stop and see the love of God who gave his one and only Son that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. John 3 verse 16. Stop telling lies, for the devil himself is the father. Stop and accept Christ as your Savior. John of all lies. John 8 verse 44 and 10 verse 9. Stop at the cross, God's robot, and turn from and confess your sins to God as well as to those against whom you have done wrong. If we confess our sins to God, he will keep his promise and do what is right. He will forgive us our sins and purify us from all our wrongdoing. 1 John 1 verse 9. The blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from every sin. 1 John 1 verse 7. Stop at the cross and see the salvation of the Lord which he bought for you. Because of our sins he was wounded, beaten because of the evil we did. We are healed by the punishment he suffered, made whole by the blows he received. He endured the suffering that should have been ours, the pain that we should have borne. Isaiah 53 4-5. Christ was without sin, but for our sake God made him share our sin in order that in union with him we might share the righteousness of God. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 21. Stop asking the advice of people when God has spoken to you and has made his will known to you. Stop trying to serve two masters. It cannot be done. You cannot serve God and the world. Luke 16 verse 13. Stop and look to him, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, your sin and my sin. John 1 verse 29. Stop all unbelief, distrusting God. Have faith in God. Stop trusting in your own abilities or desiring the evils of the past. Remember Lot's wife. Proverbs 3 verse 5. Stop thinking evil and think of things that are true, honorable and pure. Philippians 4 verse 8. Stop looking around you in fear. Look to Jesus. Stop and resist the devil in the name of Jesus and he will run from you. James 4 verse 7. This heavenly stop sign of the cross not only helps us to accept and see God's great salvation and gift of eternal life in Christ Jesus, it also makes a holy and righteous God stop when he sees a sinner turning from his wrong ways. We as guilty sinners have deserved God's judgment and condemnation to spend eternity in hell. But when God sees such a sinner at the cross, he stops and reveals himself as the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of everyone, as the one who forgives all our sins and heals our diseases. Instead of being condemned by the law, we find grace and love and peace. Through the cross, God sees us delivered and purified by the blood of his Son Jesus Christ. The cross says stop to the anger of God which otherwise would have come upon us. Jesus prayed, "Forgive them, Father. They don't know what they are doing." Luke 23 verse 34. Besides this, the cross is also a powerful stop sign against Satan and all demon powers that would try to destroy us and drag us down to hell. For the cross witnesses to our deliverance. It also commands the accuser, the devil, to stop accusing us, for by the sacrificial death of Christ we are set free, that is, our sins are forgiven, Ephesians 1 verse 7, and he does not remember the sins we have confessed. Go. But the cross is not only a stop sign. It commands us to go. It gives us the green light into His presence. Through Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, we now have free access to the Father, our Father whose sons and daughters we have been made through faith in Jesus Christ. The curtain is torn from top to bottom, and whoever wants to may come and drink of the water of life freely. Jesus said, "I am the way, I am the door." John 10 verse 9. Go forgiven sinner, through the narrow but open every person. Mark 16 verse 15 gate into heaven. Go on faithfully until you enter heaven, where Jesus has prepared a home for you, and will wipe away all tears from your eyes. Revelation 21 verse 4. Go and tell your own people of this wonderful, free full. Luke 14 verse 23 salvation. Tell your neighbors, your friends and even your enemies that Jesus saves. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every person. Mark 16 verse 15. Go out quickly into the streets and lanes, and bring in all people. Go out to the country roads and lanes and make people come in, so that the Lord's house will be full. Luke 14 verse 23. Go and sin no more. Written by J. Argeschwendt. If you have found salvation in Christ, or have been otherwise blessed through our gospel literature, please let us know. We would like to thank God with you and remember you further in our prayers. For free gospel literature, books, and tracts in over 540 languages, please contact us using www.angp-hb.co.za.